always remind me of Kia.
Oh, man.
Georgia Smith with Be Honest teaming up with Burna Boy on UJFM Breakfast. Prior to that, DJ Snake with Niniola and it's Maradona Ritmo. DJ is in yoga.
Is in yoga.
There's something you got to check out on social media. I'm not sure what's the name of the account, but I've seen this video. And it's basically a South African. I would like to call him a comedian of some sort.
Yeah.
And he talks about a danger box. You have to see it.
Ngozi.
Yeah, and he starts it off with, what is it? Brenda Fassi once sang and said, "My friend, you're dangerous." When a fellow colleague stood next to one of these, yes, a danger box.
Danger box.
Oh, it is absolutely awesome, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
In fact, what we'll do is I'll try and find it and we'll play it before 8 o'clock this morning. Right about now, time to find out what's happening around the world and locally as well in terms of all of your lockdown news, what's happening with the economy. Before we get to the serious stuff, Gladwin, are there any superstitions that you follow or that you believe in?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Superstitions. Well, I know one that you can't open. You shouldn't open an umbrella in the house. It'll bring you bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll bring you bad luck.
So you've never opened an umbrella in the house?
I fear opening.
I'm coming to your house with an umbrella.
My mom instilled that fear, so I do not try it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure, like, just before the umbrella pops up, pass it into your hand. I'm like, "Can you hold my umbrella?" And then it's going to go, swah.
Yes.
Now, Gladwin. And what's the other one?
And then the other interesting one is that you shouldn't buy your woman shoes because she'll walk away, or your boyfriend.
Oh. That's the first one for me, though.
Wow. Right.
Those are some of the superstitions that I have to,
that
I was taught.
And so you've never bought your girlfriend shoes?
Let's just say I did not follow that one through.
Okay, thank goodness. Yeah. Listen, there is this belief that if you eat out of a pot, it's gonna rain on your wedding. I can confirm that that's true.
Is it?
Yes. And the thing is, but then also, I mean, me and my stupidity, I was really provoking it, because for a good 10, 15 years before I got married, I was always eating out of the pot. I was like, rain on what day? Rain on what day? And that morning, it was one of those, it almost felt like it was a monsoon rainfall.
Sure.
Oh, man.
You know when we have those like 5-day type of rains?
Yeah.
So it rained, but then also the belief in African culture is if it rains on your wedding, then it's a blessing.
Yes.
It's a blessing. What if it rains? What if it rains on the day of your divorce? Is that also a blessing?
You're washing away the sins.
Yes.
All right. So either way, it works. Listen, while we're busy trying to figure out how many cases of COVID we got, and government is appealing cases of level 4 and level 3 being unconstitutional, there's a bigger underlying issue here that we've all kind of missed, and it's fallen into the background.
Yeah. There's a bigger underlying issue with the lockdown. I mean, there's a lot of economic data that's been missed. But on Wednesday, the minister of COGDA came out and told us that the state of disaster will be extended to the 15th of July. So it means that we still have another whole month that we still have to go through, and then the minister that we still have to add interventions to with regards to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah. So when they extend the state of disaster for the simple man, what does that mean?
So for the simple man, it means that you have to stick to the same regulations. You have to listen to government. We still have to stay under the same lockdown regulations that the government has implemented. So we also know that the department, the minister in the presidency, Jeff Khadebe, as you said, came out yesterday and told us that they're going to review the decision that was taken by the High Court of Pretoria, and they probably ask another transfer it to another judge, and they assume they believe that another judge will come to another conclusion with regards to the ruling.
Yeah, just to correct you, the minister in the presidency was Jackson Mtembu, who came out and spoke to the press. Tell me, what does minister in the presidency mean exactly?
Uh, essentially, I heard you and Michelle just playing around. Essentially, the minister and the presidency come out and advises the president, and every decision that the president comes to, he runs it by him. And ultimately, the president has the last say, but he's the point of contact with the minister, with the president.
But then what's the point of having a deputy president?
Yeah.
We haven't seen, it's David Mabuza who's our deputy president. Yes. Yeah. We haven't seen David at all. Where's David?
Sure. He is somewhere trying to address other issues in the economy, I'm assuming.
All right, yeah. I love how casual we are in South Africa. We just refer to them by their first names as if we're all neighbors and friends. Yeah. Listen, while we're extending our national state of the national state of disaster for another month or so, Brazil's president has come out and opened the beaches and opened all sort of like restaurants and allowed businesses to get back to normal. And, you know, when asked about the fact that, you know, they've had their highest death toll in two consecutive days, his response was like, meh, we're all going to die. Let's just go on. Do you think it's a case of just, you know, governments are now so pressurized that they you know, it's between a rock and a hard place, Bing?
Yeah, I'm guessing the governments are feeling the pressure now. So what's happening is the governments are trying to move along. They're trying to take the blanket approach, just burying their heads in the sand as ostriches would do. But I mean, it could have very deadly outcomes eventually. So we're expecting to see what will happen in the next coming months and as it unfolds moving forward.
All right. Yeah, because I feel like, you know, we've got the relief scheme which was implemented, but it's not working. UIF is not paying out in time. Grants, there's still long queues for people to get grants. Businesses are still suffering. You know, and this is the part that always scares me the most, is that the fact that we're going to reach a boiling point where people are going to say, you know what, I'm starving here. I've got a business that is going under. It's not surviving. And, you know, what am I supposed to do? Because government's not helping me.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to reach that point, and governments are going to be in a lot of trouble once that starts, because now the problem is going to compound. So you're going to have a problem that was a pandemic compound into a problem where human lives are lost, and countries that are under pressure like Brazil will definitely feel the pain of not opening up.
All right, cool, man. Is there anything else we've got for this morning?
Okay, I'll give you a bit of a market scoop. I don't know if Andile already covered this, but ABSA will be parting ways with the Premier League.
We saw that, yes.
Yeah. But that's not the only relationship that ABSA is going to be ending. It's ABSA came out yesterday and it said it will be ending checks. The issuance of checks will stop by the beginning of July. Now, this came as ABSA's checks issuance dropped by 80%. ABSA cited security issues amongst others, like issues such as washing checks. I don't know if you guys have heard of washing checks.
Removing the numbers and so on and so forth, and then putting in your own numbers, but the signature remains on the check.
Yeah. So ABSA cited some of those as issues that they will stop issuing checks, but they will still make payments to checks coming out from other banks. So I'm guessing that's the end of that era.
So basically, like a bank guarantee check, they'll still honor, but your domestic check, they will not honor.
They will not honor because of the security issues.
Yeah, because P. Diddy once said, "Don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks." So now he's going to have to write something else. You might have to start writing those rhymes.
Yeah, you might have to sit down and start writing the rhymes. And we look at and we take a gauge to our global scope. Now, the ECB came out yesterday and said it will be increasing its stimulus package by 600 billion euros. That's about 11 trillion rands. Now, the ECB is set to extend its net purchases to next year, June 21st. This came in very well as news of the markets. We saw the markets closing in positive territory, especially the Eurozone markets. Now we look at the U.S. as we turn around to the U.S. markets. The U.S. markets were in fairly positive territory yesterday. We saw the S&P 500 down 0.3%. The Dow Jones was up 0.1%. And the Nasdaq hit an all-time high, closing at 9,616.
Wowzers.
Yeah. That's it from Mohamuti, your part-time Qatar.
Before you go, by the way, the ABSA and the Premier League partnership split, which is happening. Interesting enough, a couple of years ago, the Barclays Premier League, as it was known, was partnered with Barclays. And they managed to revamp it themselves with bigger broadcasting rights, bigger sponsorship deals for the clubs. And when Barclays ended its relationship, they didn't actually need Barclays because they were making more money off of television rights than anything else.
Exactly.
So I think this might be a step moving forward, because let's be honest, that man of the match 1,500 check is actually an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is an embarrassment.
I mean, I've seen worse. I've seen somebody who won man of the match for, I think it was one of the Telkom knockout matches, and he got 2 gigs of data.
I remember that.
It costs more to print that check to say 2 gigs than it does to actually give him the 2 gigs on his phone.
Exactly. I'm assuming that ABSA is taking a different approach to their business model. They're probably taking a different stance in South Africa, so they're kind of shifting, which is we could cry and say it's a bad thing, but it also opens up the Premier League to the PSL League to a different sponsor. Maybe you know, a sponsor that speaks to the people. I mean, Capitec is amongst the highest fallen bank in South Africa. Wouldn't it be nice to see the Capitec Premier League?
Oh yeah, that would be nice. Is that, I was about to ask you, are there any that you would recommend moving forward? So Capitec Premier League sounds good. Marshall, are there any that you can think of?
Yeah, I think Capitec sounds nice. FNB.
The FNB Premier League.
Yeah. FNB Premier League.
Exactly, and we'll have the number one. We'll have the points scattered out into current balance and what you actually have.
So when you're in arrears, what we do is we deduct the points. Debit orders go off of your Premier League points.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Gladwin. Listen, we wish them all the best with finding a new sponsor. Thank you so much. You have an absolutely epic weekend, and we'll chat to you on Monday.
Okay, cheers to everyone there in the studio.
Bye. All right, take it easy. Survey.